Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here. And as always, thanks for tuning in with my groggy voice here. Give you some sports news you can't get enough of, and then some, and maybe not enough. I don't know. Let's clear my throat and get with the progress here. Football has been rampant all this weekend. I'm talking about the professional side of things. Let's give you a rundown of some of the games that were played and what's going on at this moment here. Let's start off with the Cincinnati Bengals beating up on the Las Vegas Raiders in the 26-19 matchup on Saturday's AFC wildcard matchup, earning them their first postseason victory since 1991 and ending a 8-game playoff losing streak date back more than 3 decades, okay? The game came down to the final moments, partially thanks to a roughing the passer call, where the Bengals on Raiders' Derek Carr kept the drive alive and kind of gave him second life. However, Carr took advantage of the conversion and 3rd-and-17 and 3rd-and-10 pass on the Vegas last drive to keep the old drive alive for the Vegas Raiders there. They took 3 stops by the Bengals and to a goal on the 9-yard line, or 1st-and-goal on the 9-yard line, or 4th-and-goal on the 9-yard line. Carr was picked on 4th-down by linebacker Jeremy Pratt, and away the Bengals go to their next meeting in the playoffs there. Raiders are out of there. Of course, it was not a game without controversy, as the referees got into play there with an inverted whistle, scared the crap out of everybody. A lot of people said that the play did not count. However, that referee team from the Raiders-Bengals game is not expected to work the rest of the playoffs. Fine news to people who lost money betting or whatever it may be. I give an amen on that one. To keep the old show going, and we will do that on Saturday night. Also, the Buffalo Bills were playing in the coldest weather you can imagine. And it's a lot colder today with a whole lot of snow up there, so they're glad to get the game on Saturday than they had it on Sunday night. However, the Buffalo Bills' win was a very, very persuasive way of letting everybody know as Buffalo is here to stay, and Buffalo is trying to get to the Super Bowl, and Buffalo showed everybody that they was on serious business. The first offensive possessions of the game, they were scores without punting. Bills quarterback Josh Allen did whatever he wanted to do, and the New England defense, who showed up only this season to beat the Buffalo Bills and only to throw a ball. We're talking about the New England Patriots 3 times. Got everything stuffed down their throat. He finished with 308 yards. We're talking about Josh Allen, 5 touchdown passes. And the Patriots offense, I don't know. They were outplayed, outdone, outmatched. You call it, I'll say it. They just wasn't into the game. It was hard to predict. Everybody thought it was going to be a running game. It wasn't that at all. Josh Allen reigned supreme, and he will move on, and his Bills will move on as well. The Buccaneers at Tampa Bay, Tom Brady was his typical self-disciplined self. He threw a total of 29 of 37 passes for 271 yards, 2 touchdowns. Tampa Bay answered all the questions about their postseason preparedness, and they showed the Philadelphia Eagles bye-bye. They showed them the door. They didn't show them the cannons, they showed them the door. And with that saying, the Eagles are gone. Tampa Bay is still running wild. This afternoon, which I thought was a fun game, and I'll explain that in a moment, The Dallas Cowboys were outplayed on their home field by the San Francisco 49ers. They barely made the playoffs. I'm talking about the Niners, that is. However, the Cowboys season is over with a 23-17 wild card loss from the San Francisco 49ers. They will be playing Green Bay. That's definitely for sure, because the 49ers got the worst record. Green Bay got the best record. So right now, that's the only game that I can predict what's going to be happening for this upcoming weekend. That'll be at Lambeau Field, another cold place to play. Well, who cares? Frisco is still moving on. It was a fun game to me. I watched this particular game not on the traditional CBS station, but on the Nickelodeon station. And I'll tell you, boys and girls, that is a fun way to watch a football game. Burleson and company did an outstanding job once again. The last time they did this, Hootenanny was in an All-Star game, and the doggone show, or I should say the football game, won an Emmy. And they're going to win another one the way they did this particular one. They added some wrinkles to it with the slime chamber for the most valuable players. They were more happy to get slime with about 600 pounds worth of slop thrown on them. Oh, what a deal. And the visitors, as visitors, they got this. Not the home team, but the visitors got this particular moment. Other than that, Nickelodeon did an excellent job broadcasting the football game. You guys missed a treat if you didn't watch Nickelodeon, which I did, versus the traditional CBS station with Rome and Jim Nance. Oh, well. Right now, what's going on is the Chiefs are playing the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's why I'm doing the show. And the Chiefs are winning right now, going into almost the end of the second quarter by a score of 14-7. The Chiefs are leading. Boy, boy, oh boy. Tonight, after this game, we'll know what's least going on in the AFC, bar none, because nothing is determined as of yet. Tomorrow night, we'll know how the rest of the placements is going to go for the NFC when the Rams are on the field against the Arizona Cardinals. A lot of football. Tyler Bertuzzi had 2 goals and assists, and Alex Nedeljkovic stopped 22 shots for his 4th career shutout as Detroit Red Wings beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-0 on Saturday to snap their 4-game losing streak there. Lucas Raymond had his first goal since December 1st. Robbie Fabre and also Michael Rasmussen also scored for Detroit, which was 0-2-2 during their skid and won for the second time in 8 games there. Detroit got to get it together because they had a little bit of room to breathe there. They're going to have to get it together there. But it's still an over 500 team. Dylan Larkins had 2 assists and going to the All-Star game, by golly. That's good news. The Detroit Pistons at the beginning of their weekend looked nice as they led the Raptors for nearly 48 minutes. I would say their best game of the year at Little Caesars Arena. They beat the Raptors 103-87. The biggest margin of victory this season, and their 5th win in 8 games, doubling their win total entering the 2022 calendar year. However, on Sunday afternoon, things went a lot different as Kay Cunningham one-upped him on a following possession of a dunk or a layup, you know, trying to trying to do some one-handed reverse dunk over Cameron Payne and Jalen Smith. The referees blew their whistle, and in an exciting game was effectively just brought to an end after the dunk of Cunningham's, who gave an extravagant point toward the Pistons bench. It wasn't clear that Cunningham was pointing at his teammates, or he was pointing at Payne and Smith, who, with the preceding play, Payne just whooped a good one on him. That's why Cade Cunningham came back and whooped it on them. But it was enough for the officials to say you were taunting them. So they gave him his second technical of the game. He was ejected for the first time in his career, and the NBA leading Suns handed the Pistons a 135-108 blowout loss. Things ain't like they used to be, huh? Pistons are doing okay. You know, they won 5 of their last 9 games there. In college, Michigan got their rear end kicked. Northwestern came into East Lansing, not expected to win, but did, and showed the Spartans you can't smell too good, as they took care of the winning streak at Breslin Arena, and got beat by the Wildcats of Northwestern University. Bad weekend for our two teams in the Big Ten. On the other hand, in the Horizon League, U of D didn't get too much blessings either. As Antonio Davis, he had 35 points, and the Titans went on for an offensive charge. However, it did not overtake the Cleveland State team, who is very good indeed. It fell to him by a score of 72-70 at Cleveland State, or in Cleveland, I should say, Wolster Center, on Saturday. Oakland University, by the way, they won their game. They are 7-0 in the Horizon League. Very good record indeed. And they look like ain't nothing's going to bother them. But we'll see down the road a piece, because we got one good more month to get everything out your system before March gets here. And we'll be dancing the jig. Mr. Dovich, I might say. You know, I don't care how I pronounce his name tonight. What he went through, or what he took through the Australian government was the total not cool at all. But with his appeal, and they let him go. And now the courts went back on the other appeal, and they said, you know what? Pack your bags and get the heck out of Australia. Djokovic packed his bag and has gone out to the country. No, he will not defend his championship from the Australian doodad this particular year, because Australia's rules will persevere. Oh, well. What a bad thing. Nah. What? I know he's crying right now. I know he had a lot to say after the situation, but it won't do him no good. Kansas City has scored again. They're leading the Steelers by a score of 21-7. Going in almost as short of maybe some seconds or two before they go into halftime. Ugh. Don't look good for Pittsburgh and their team. But hey, it can't get better. I've seen it before. Pittsburgh coming back. Without coming back, I'll be back on Wednesday, you boys and girls. We will not have a game sports show this upcoming Monday. We will be back on, hopefully, next Monday for the game sports show. However, I'll be back on Wednesday with another edition of Butch on Sports to give it to you front and center with no fluffy at all, no fluff, and do my thing in telling you what's going on in the world of sports. High school basketball might get started a little this week here. A lot of postponements I saw, a lot of postponements because players weren't able to play because of COVID there. But we'll see what happens this upcoming weekend. Please, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's not getting any better. Let's get safe around here in the state of Michigan and beyond. Let's cover our mouths and our noses. If you got to get a second mask over your face, do what you got to do. And ones who are not vaccinated, please make it a thing that you need to do and get that straightened out there. Get vaccinated, boys and girls. That's the only way we can kind of put a hang on what's going on here. We don't know how it got there. No one's telling anything. But let's all be safe, okay? All righty now. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, of course. Butch on Sports on Facebook. You can also go to my homepage on Podomatic.com. Type in SimpleButchToo.Podomatic.com. You can also go to the Game Sports Show at TheGameSportsShow.Podbean.com. And go there and see all the goodies, including all the other shows in the Game Sports Show, a collaboration of good shows with good taste there. Hey, have a very happy and safe, and let's remember Martin Luther King on his day that's being celebrated tomorrow, Monday. Many people got off, and let's do it with some thoughts of trying to get this country together here. With some peace, some happiness, and just being nice to each other, okay? Let's do that. And, hey, have a great beginning of the week, everybody.